And I'd like now to welcome Maxwell Lucas. He is with us speaking of the arts. Welcome, Max.
Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. So lots of good stuff going on this weekend. Maybe we'll have a beautiful sunny weekend so people can get out and enjoy themselves. What's going on?
What's going on? Well, I'm looking at a whole stack of things going on this weekend. As usual, there's no shortage of cultural events to immerse oneself in.
In fact, one can't do them all.
It would be impossible to do them all, but something that's caught my attention here at the top of the pile is an event at GIG tonight at 7:30. It's this fellow Roberto Capocchi. I hear he's a friend of yours.
Yes, indeed.
I hear he is a fantastic classical guitar player. Classically trained. I've heard him play. I've seen him at the opera. He can really tear it up, and he's going to be at GIG tonight at 7:30. And anyone interested in the guitar should check it out.
And GIG is across the street from Back Road Pizza on 2nd Street. Here's an event that's going on called Review Santa Fe International Photo Festival. It's this weekend. 100 photographers are showing their portfolios and talking with the public at the Santa Fe Convention Center. They're from 10 countries, including Slovenia, Poland, Japan, Mexico, Italy, and many more. There will be reviewers out there scouting new talent, and there will be presentations from the award winners and sponsored exhibitions and all kinds of things. And this is taking place downtown at the Drury Hotel and the Santa Fe Convention Center. So let me see if I can find any number for more information. Let's see. It seems like the more information is 986-9719. And once again, it's called Review Santa Fe International Photo Festival.
Very cool. If you're interested in the visual arts, it looks like it's also Art Feast this weekend.
Or yay.
The Edible Art Tour.
Oh, that food is so good.
Or EAT.
Right.
If you need a clever acronym. But that's tonight and Saturday from 5 to 8 in various galleries. And I guess the idea is you go to a gallery, you look at art, and they feed you from local restaurants.
And also tonight and tomorrow, the Currents exhibition is opening.
Oh, yes.
It's a long and amazing exhibition of art and video. It takes place in multiple locations, and there's a big event tonight from 6 until midnight at El Museo Cultural, and tomorrow from noon until midnight. So definitely check it out and look up Currents Santa Fe 2015 to find out more about the different venues and different locations and different events throughout the month of June.
I heard an interview on the with them on the radio earlier this week. I think it was on the
It was on this show.
It was on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
Yes, indeed.
Anyone wants to hear a brief interview explaining the event, they can go to santafe.radiocafe.org.
Excellent. And also more art tonight at Peter's Projects at 1011 Paseo de Peralta. It's called Program One, and it's a celebration of their first anniversary. They're doing a series of complimentary exhibitions in disciplines of ceramic, design, installation, photography, and a featured gallery for artists. Let's see. Not sure what this is. Anyway, lots of good stuff. So 5 to 7 tonight at Peter's Projects, formerly known as the Gerald Peters Gallery.
I didn't know this, but you'll be able to catch the apprentice singers from the Santa Fe Opera at El Farol tonight at 6:30.
Oh my goodness!
For dinner and a show.
They'll blow the roof off of the place.
I'm sure they would. They have the pipes for it, and yeah. And this is the first time I've ever heard that you can catch them in a saloon setting.
That is so great. I love that space, back in the sort of back end of El Farol. It's really fun to eat and be entertained at the same time.
Well, I've always had fun there, but I've never seen the opera there.
No, I haven't either. This is great, and kudos out to Daniel Zillman, who's the new press guy at the opera after many years of the fabulous Joyce Idema. Daniel's doing a wonderful job bringing opera to the whole town, the whole world.
They seem like they're keeping the tradition alive up there.
Very much so.
Much to all of our gratitude.
Hey, the City of Santa Fe Parks and Rec Department is accepting registrations for the Ultimate Frisbee League. Lots of great action and fun. And when you register, you pay a fee and you get a disc, a t-shirt, and you get to play in the leagues. And it starts on Thursday, June 18th and runs through Thursday, July 30th. So for more information, 955-2501.
I've never been quite clear on what is so ultimate about Ultimate Frisbee. It's a fun game.
Have you played it?
I have played Ultimate Frisbee. And it's a good way to get out and get some exercise, run around, throw a disc around. However, I've always been kind of confused about what exactly is ultimate about this Frisbee.
Yeah, that is a deep conversation that we actually did have on the Radio Cafe once a couple of years ago.
Oh, really? Let's see, it's bench warmers this weekend.
Yep.
Where is it? It's at the Santa Fe Playhouse, and this is all local actors from local theater. It's one-act plays. Every show is under 15 minutes, and they must take place on a bench.
Yep.
The entirety of the show, I believe. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to feature many of our friends in the local thespian community, and it goes up at 7:30. Tonight at the Playhouse.
Very, very good. We at KSFR are we're organizing for August 15th something called the KSFR Funtastic Community Flea Market. So if you would like to purchase at a very low, low price, a space to sell your goods, anything from precious items to artisan items to cleaning out your shed, you can call 428-1527 and set up a reservation. And that's going to be at the Santa Fe Community College in their gigantic parking lot over there. So a really great flea market, and it benefits KSFR.
Very cool. Very cool. I'll go through the closet and see what I can find.
Yeah, it's. I did that once years ago at the flea market up near the opera, and paid my fee and sold a whole lot of old pots and pans and shoes and stuff.
Pots and pans, I have plenty of. catch me at the flea market. I have pots, I have pans. Speaking of pots and pans, tonight at the Mineshaft Tavern out in Madrid, there is a bluegrass duo, Paw and Eric, playing from 5 to 7, and there was no cover.
Excellent.
Free bluegrass out at the Mineshaft.
That is really great. That's really great. Yeah, not so much bluegrass in this area, but it does come around from time to time.
Well, growing up in North Carolina, I developed an affinity for it, and
nice.
I get it wherever I can now.
I went to a bluegrass festival some years ago, and there it was kind of bluegrass, jamgrass, Grateful Dead, you know, legacy type of music, and was introduced to an artist named Keller Williams, who has since become my favorite non-Latin artist of all time. Anyway, we're going to give away a pair of tickets right now.
For
Don't Think I've Forgotten, Cambodia's Lost Rock and Roll, a documentary about Cambodia's rock scene in the 1960s and early 70s that was wiped out by the Khmer Rouge in 1975. It opens at the Screen tonight and runs for a week. A winner, whoever calls, 428-1382, we'll get a pair of tickets to any showing, and so give a call now, and Nick is standing by.
That sounds compelling, interesting.
Yeah.
I'm interested, and if my girlfriend's listening, I would encourage her to call in and see if she can't score us two tickets to that movie, because that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, except, you know, KSFR people maybe sit this one out.
All right.
And also, at Marty's Meals, on Saturday morning, tomorrow, from 11 to 12:15, is an event called From Fearful to Cheerful and All Shades of In-Between, presented by Almudena Ortiz-Cue. And she is going to be talking about how to deal with fearful dogs, causes of their fear-related behaviors, aggression, anxiety, and techniques that can help, and correcting common misconceptions about that. So she's the owner of Chaco Dog Training and Behavior Consulting. So check it out at Marty's Meals tomorrow morning on Cordova Road.
Let's see. Also tomorrow, midday, there will be a public talk for free at Warehouse 21 by an art historian, Edward Schenken, who will be giving a talk for the Currents Festival about international new media. And it's free. It's at 12:30 to 1:30 tomorrow at Warehouse 21.
And lots of Currents events happening currently. So I think they have a little program that you might be able to find around town, a little program booklet, but otherwise, you know, just Google them for their website. The city of Santa Fe has sent a message saying that they are doing summer reading programs at the Santa Fe Public Libraries. The program is called Every Hero Has a Story, and we're in the second week now. So today from 2 to 3:30, Salida Circus and the Scarlet Sisters Superpower Hour. And that's, let's see, that's at the Lafarge branch today at 2:30, at the main library tomorrow at 11, and at the south side tomorrow at 2:30. So if you want to go down there with your kiddos and check out the summer reading program, the Santa Fe libraries do a wonderful job.
Let's see, if you're into books of a graphic variety, here's something I'm excited about, and that is tomorrow at 1 p.m., it is the New Mexico Comic Creators event at Big Adventure Comics.
Nice.
They're going to have a showcase and signing, a book signing by New Mexico comic book artists and authors. And I am dying to know who in our great state is writing for comic books.
Did you ever do that yourself?
Oh, I've tried.
Yeah.
I've dabbled.
Me too. It's hard to come up with stuff week after week, day after day. You know, you've got bursts of inspiration, but keeping up a comic strip or writing a whole comic book or graphic novel, that's a big, big endeavor.
I also find that my inability to illustrate my own strip to be a barrier to entry really, into the comic book universe.
Yep. So, as we talked about earlier in the program today, tomorrow night, Charlie Chaplin, The Gold Rush, is happening at the CCA at 7:30.
Oh, yeah.
And it's part of the Auteurs series, but it's much, much more. So if you go to the CCA website, ccasantafe.org, you can find out other times that the Charlie Chaplin films, the Buster Keaton films, and all these other films are screening. And I want to give you a big hand, Maxwell Lucas, for going to every single one of the events last year.
I did.
You went to all of the films in this film festival.
I did. Well, I couldn't help myself. It was so fascinating, and they were giving really great kind of introductory talks, kind of explaining the context, and they were showing not all of them, but most of them on archival 35mm prints, which I thought was pretty neat.
It's an experience in itself. And there's also a film which we actually premiered here in Santa Fe called The Yes Men Are Revolting. That was a benefit for KSFR last week, and now it's opening at the CCA. So you can definitely see that movie about a pair of very serious, very hilarious activists who are taking on global warming in ways that you, if you haven't heard about their work, you just won't believe it. They're fantastic. The movie Seymour at the CCA is in its 12th week, and there's another movie called The Connection, which is quoted to be one of the best crime movies ever by NPR, and the Oscar and Golden Globe nominated film Tangerine. So all of that is at the CCA.
So it's, of course, more than I can do, especially if I'm planning on making it to Yates Day at Teatro Paraguas this Saturday at 7 p.m. It's William Butler Yeats' 150th birthday.
Very nice.
And at Teatro Paraguas, they are doing a presentation of his works, a stage reading with excerpts from one of his plays. It is a donation-based entry. And for more information, you can call 424-1601 to get yourself tickets for it.
And speaking of other great, amazing writers, James Joyce, Bloomsday is Tuesday, the 16th of June, for all you fans of Ulysses out there and fans of James Joyce and potential fans of James Joyce. On Tuesday at 7 o'clock at Warehouse 21 here in Santa Fe, there is a Bloomsday event in which various people, including everybody sitting at this particular table in the Radio Cafe.
Oh, by God, it's true.
Are going to be reading passages from Ulysses. And the fabulous Adam Harvey, whom we had on the show earlier this week, is hosting and organizing that. And it should be a really fun event. And don't be intimidated. Even if you think you can't understand it, come anyway, because it's always fun.
It's gonna be a lot of fun, I think. What is Bloomsday, you might ask? If any of you are asking, James Joyce's famous novel Ulysses takes place on June 16th, which happens to be this Tuesday. And ever since the initial publication of the book in 1904, there's been public readings, costume parties, themed picnics, et cetera, and at Warehouse this Tuesday, there will be a bit of a show, there will be food, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, indeed. That same night at 6 o'clock, you could kind of do both if you wanted to. Ken Stanley, who wrote the book Why Greatness Cannot Be Planned, will be speaking at Collected Works Bookstore, and that's at 6 o'clock. He's a computer science professor, but his work is relevant to all forms of creativity and the arts, and he's taking a sabbatical and is actually just sort of on his way out of Santa Fe, is still here for a few more weeks, I think, at the Santa Fe Institute, so... very, very bright and very nice, interesting guy. Tuesday, Collected Works Bookstore, 6 o'clock.
I was delighted to hear. I was delighted to discover that greatness, in fact, cannot be planned.
Yeah.
It seemed to validate the way that I have chosen to live my life, and it was very encouraging, his interview, which we broadcast this week on the show,
didn't we? Yep, yesterday, yeah.
Let's see, there's Contra Dance. Tomorrow night at 7:30, at Oddfellows Hall, another event for all of you Carolina people out there who need some contra dance in your lives. There's traditional New England folk dance with easy walking steps. There will be a beginner's lesson starting at 7 and a dance at 7:30. For more information, you can call 820-3535.
And it's time now, ladies and gentlemen, for, can you guess?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say Cat of the Week.
Exactly. It's time for the Cat of the Week. Featured cat from Felines and Friends this week is called Little Giant. Very sweet and loving. Once he settles in, Little Giant loves belly rubs and conversing with his foster dad. He's a big, handsome boy with a short coat and red tabby markings. And he's a four-year-old kitty, not quite 4 years old. And if you're interested in adopting Little Giant, please call 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com. And you can view Little Giant or any of the other kitties available at fandfnm.org. You can also visit the cats at Petco in Santa Fe. And adoption advisors there are there from Thursdays through Sundays from 1 to 4 and at Tecatoo in San Busco, the first Saturdays of the month from 10 to 12. Also check out Prosperous Pets. They have the kitties over there sometimes, too.
Let's see, we should encourage everyone, of course, to get outside and enjoy the outdoors.
Yep.
Which is why you might be interested to hear about a Los Alamos Wildflower Walk starting at the Los Alamos Nature Center. That's this Monday at 5:30 in the afternoon, and you will be led by a curator, Chick Keller. There is no charge. It is a free walk, and you can meet at the Jimenez at the Los Alamos Nature Center, which is at 2600 Canyon Road. And to find out more about how you might learn about Los Alamos wildflowers, you can call 662-0460.
And I love how the wildflowers just come out like crazy when you've had a slightly wetter spring.
It's the wettest spring I've seen since I've been here.
Yeah.
I think it's green, it's fantastic. It's beautiful. I'm enjoying it.
And if you want an incentive to get out into this beautiful land on which we live, you might want to adopt a dog because you got to walk that dog every day.
Hmm.
Well, Santa Fe Animal Shelter has full kennels and great dogs waiting for homes, and thus they have extended their weekend adoption hours and are offering all kinds of incentives for adoption. They'll be open until 7 o'clock on Saturday and Sunday through the summer to help you find time to come in and adopt an animal. They're also offering a number of free items with every adoption, including bath and brush and all kinds of things, 25% off coupons, some veterinary wellness checkups and behavior help and things like that. So the Santa Fe Animal Shelter is on the web at sfhumanesociety.org, and you can also call 983-4309, extension 610.
Very cool.
That is very cool. I got my last dog there. Oh God, she's so good. She's such a good dog.
I've met this dog, and she is. And if they're all, if all the dogs they've got there are of that level,
yeah,
on that level, then I think that I think everyone should go check them out. Absolutely.
There is the stealing of shoes, but we take that in stride.
I hear that's unavoidable. Let's see, free events coming up on Wednesday. It's Music on the Hill at St. John's, a free concert series. Fun for the whole family, in a beautiful, picturesque setting. And this week, it's the Milltones Brass Band. It starts at 6 p.m., and if you go to the Museum Hill parking lot, there's a free shuttle which will take you to St. John's for the concert.
Yeah, because that's it gets crowded up there. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people go, and it's always really fun. And KSFR has a table over there, so go check it out. At the CCA, opening today at the Munoz Waxman Gallery and Spectre Rips Project Space, tonight from 6 to 8 is an opening called The Curve and a Room Listening to Itself. The Curve is a global view of new photography, and a room listening to itself is a site-specific installation about acoustics, and not sure exactly what it is, but definitely check it out. It sounds like fun. And also tomorrow at 11 o'clock, Montreal-based sound artist Adam Basanta will be doing a walkthrough of that exhibition. He is the artist. So you can go to the show tonight, and then if you want to find out more about it, then go to his walkthrough tomorrow morning at the CCA.
Let's see, there's an opening at Phil Space on Tuesday from 5 to 8. It's an exhibition of photographs by Sissy Ludlow entitled At Last. For those of you that don't know, Phil Space is on 2nd Street. It's at 1410 2nd Street. And to find out more about the exhibition, you can call them at 983-7945.
And there is a show, Michael Naminga doing an exhibition called Newsfeed, and Hannah Hughes doing Beata and Maldetta. It opens tomorrow at 6 o'clock at Santa Fe Collective at 1114 Hickox Street. And it looks like a fun pair of parallel exhibitions. And it's always nice to go to stuff down in that neighborhood, 1114 Hickox Street, Suite G. I'm not sure which building that is, but the Tune Up Cafe is on Hickox Street, so it can't be far from that. Michael Naminga and Hannah Hughes.
I've been seeing photos of that exhibition in various newspapers, and it looks like a lot of fun. It looks like a lot of text-based kind of satirical work, and I think it's definitely worth checking out.
Totally, yeah. Great sense of humor on the part of Michael Naminga. Was on the air not too long ago, and he's awesome. He's very, very funny and a very good artist. Let's see what else is going on. Give me one, and I'm going to check out what's happening at Collected Works Bookstore. That'll just take me a minute. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, the tickets are gone.
Let's see. For fans of Wagner, if you must know, it sounds like the screen is broadcasting the Ring Cycle, Wagner's Ring Cycle, which is a famously kind of long and involved German opera. And it looks like it's happening as part of a series, including Tuesday night from 3:30 to 5:30. And it looks like it's a free event. and you can reserve a seat by getting in touch with the somebody called the Wagner Society of Santa Fe, who you will induct you into the viewing process, and I'm sure brief you if you don't know enough about the Ring cycle.
You into the mystery.
Into the mystery of Wagner Society of Santa Fe at gmail.com is where
Excellent.
You can find out more information.
And it's just about time to go. We do want to let you know there's lots of good stuff going on at Collected Works, including Journey Santa Fe. This Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, Dr. Andrew Guilford will be talking about the ethics of wilderness with moderator Alicia Johnson from the New Mexico Wilderness Alliance. And in the afternoon, there's going to be poetry with Carol Arnoff and Max Early. And on Wednesday, David Gessner will be talking about the book All the Wild That Remains, Edward Abbey, Wallace Stegner, and the American West. And that's a very important book to check out. All of that at Collected Works Bookstore. Much, much more to talk about, but it's time to go. Don't forget to celebrate and patronize your other independent movie theaters and bookstores here in Santa Fe, like the Jean Cocteau Cinema and the Screen and Garcia Street Books and Opposite Books. Lots of good stuff. Max Wilukas, I want to thank you so much for joining us today on the Santa Fe Radio Cafe.
It's my pleasure.